Robert De Niro, the actor, he did a profane attack recently on the president of the United States of America. He used the F word, and he went on to say that he's idiotic, not himself, of course, but the president, and he's a disgrace, and he apologized to Canadians and so on, and he said the president has zero class, and blah, blah, blah. Let's just kind of break that down and talk about class. You get on television where kids can watch you, women, children, everybody, and you use the F word a couple of times, and you say all these terrible things, and who doesn't have class? I would kind of say that's a pretty classless act. And you were put on this earth to entertain us, so keep quiet about the politics there, Robert, because you haven't got a clue. You're a left-wing guy, like so many of you guys in Hollywood, and you're preaching to the choir because all the guys in the room with you, it's inspiring to other liberals and people that want to be liberals, I guess, because they see the standing ovation and the clapping and all the left-wing press portrays it. But there's another side to that, and that would be us, the right-wing press, the right-wing side. And thank goodness we make up half the population as well. But we don't get the same press in the places that you do when we talk right, because we are kind of right. The prime mistake in Canada, Justin Trudeau, a while ago, he and all the leaders of all the parties, the political parties in Canada said, if a woman says that she had some incident with a sexual incident with somebody, she's to be believed. She must be believed, and the person must be fired. And he went on and on about that. And now a woman is saying, hey, you did this to me. It was even in the newspaper 10 years ago or so, or 15, whatever it was. And here's the article. You can Google it. And he hasn't stepped down yet. What a shock. These hypocrites. I mean, he went on and on about if a woman says that she's got to be believed and you got to get fired. And he himself has actually fired some liberal people because some woman came along and said, they did this to me 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And now it's on him. And nothing's happening. This guy is just bad news for the country. Great leaders don't tell you what to do. They show you how it's done. And that guy couldn't show a frog how to croak. Hillary Clinton, she wants to be the CEO of Facebook. That would be something. And she'd be in control of the news, right? That would be great for her. I mean, she went on to say this. I want to be in charge of the social media giant because of the immense power that it has over the world's flow of information. It's the biggest news platform in the world. No kidding. Of course, she would like to have that. Then you can manufacture some more left-wing dumb stuff, because that's what they do. Speaking of dumb stuff, back to the prime mistake in Canada, Parliament Hill. They recently did a skating rink. I'm laughing because Donald Trump, he built a skating rink once. He brought it under budget, did it under time, and it cost him like a few a few hundred thousand dollars. And the city of New York had spent like $15 or $20 million trying to do it, and they couldn't. And he finally said, would you let me do that? He needs to go to Ottawa now as well. $8.2 million so far that they've been able to count, and they haven't got it all. The final bill is unknown, is what they say, but it is $8.2 million that they're able to figure out. They built an ice rink. Really? And it costs them $9,300 an hour for public skating time, which works out to about $100,000 a day. That's the government at work. Oh, strike that last word, at work. I don't know what it means. Good bloody grief. You know, the government in Canada, they're about as solid as a soup sandwich. I mean, that's kind of bad skating rink. Somebody could build that and make money at it and not spend that. But it's just more abuse and it's socialism, more left-wing abuse. Y'all come back here tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.